Space Cowboy Books presents Simultaneous Times, a science and speculative fiction podcast. Short stories to stir the imagination by contemporary authors.
Welcome to Simultaneous Times 2-year anniversary bonus episode, featuring Electro Smooth by Frank Slater, with music by Red Blue Black Silver and Dane Lescombe, recorded live at Joshua Tree Art and Music.
Yeti! 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 The children all chanted in unison. He's so hairy, I bet he has to comb his whole body. My dad said he belongs in a zoo. What a freak. The children of the playground danced around Ralph, dropping insults and teasing in the sing-song manner of their age. From out of nowhere, a stone struck Ralph on the head, sending him to the asphalt. The children stopped and stood in a circle, no one daring to say who had thrown the rock. When the bell rang, they all ran off to class, leaving Ralph where he had fallen. It was the last day that he ever attended school. Do you suffer from unwanted hair? Are you tired of razors, powders, and creams that don't work? If so, then the new Electro Smooth from Bionetics International is the solution for you. The Electro Smooth zaps unwanted hair out of existence with its new pain-free, patented Quantilaz technology. Annoyed, Ralph switched off the television. Did it even need to remind him? He walked to the bathroom to look into the mirror and see if he really looked so strange. It was not until he opened the door that he remembered that his mother had removed the mirror. Moping back to the living room, he switched on the TV, his only window to the world of people. Maybe he should buy something like the Electro Smooth. Ducking on his way out the front door, Ralph left his mother's house for the first time in nearly 15 years. He shielded his eyes to block the harsh light, a light strikingly different from that of the television. In his pocket burned unspent birthday money from years of letters sent by an unmet grandmother. He jogged towards the taxi door while scanning the street, relieved that it was an off hour. The cabbie's eyes widened as he asked, "Where to?" through the rearview mirror. All through the drive, Ralph caught the stares of more people than he had ever met in person. "You're not going to believe our good luck, Eddie. A gold mine just walked into the shop. He looks like some kind of Yeti or something, and you guessed it, he's here for an Electro Smooth. Think of the ad campaign it could make. Seems like he doesn't have much dough to me. I'll bet we could even work out a trade offer." Carson hung up the phone with a feeling of satisfaction. If the boss was pleased, then he knew he was onto something. Ralph With your unique gift and our unique product, we could make quite a team. Why not sign up with us? We'll throw in a free electro smooth. And even get you some medical help if it's needed. We think that you'd make a perfect example of how our product can help people. People like yourself. Carson bit his lip in anticipation, knowing that he had Ralph hooked, and that his ad campaign would be a smash success. The lights of the studio dazzled him. Never in his life had he met so many people, and never in his life had he felt so accepted and liked. The people were wonderful, but the best thing of all was that he was going to be on television. Just a commercial, but to Ralph, it was the real world, one in which he could finally participate. Behind the scenes was a shock that he was not prepared for, but he resigned to not let it show. He enjoyed the limelight. On his way home, he stopped at the store and bought a mirror for the bathroom. For the first time in his life, he felt unafraid of the outside world, the one which his mother had demonized since almost before he could remember. Hanging the mirror with pride, he took the first good look at his now hairless face and body. It was foreign and would take getting used to, but he was unashamed. The telephone interrupted his first prideful moment, but he answered with enthusiasm, wanting to talk to somebody. The voice on the other end sounded nervous and excited.
Ralph, I'm glad you answered. This is Dr. Charleston. It's a miracle that we've found you. You know that we've been trying to track you down ever since you were taken out of school? You're quite a hard man to find. Forgive me for being blunt, but your condition... I mean, we've been needing someone with your condition. You see, we've discovered that your abnormal hair growth holds the cure for cancer.
With one of your hairs, we could cross-reference genes and destabilize the rapid growth process. It's just that your condition is exceedingly rare, and you are believed to be the last hypertrichiactic alive. With your help, we could save thousands of lives. In the mirror, Ralph watched as his smile sagged. The phone sank back into the cradle. In front of him sat the box that housed the electrosmooth. Bold letters on the side of the box read, "Results permanent."
In this episode of Simultaneous Times, you heard Electro Smooth by Frank Slater, with music by Red Blue Black Silver and Dane Luscombe, recorded live at Joshua Tree Art and Music, and co-produced by Red Blue Black Silver. Theme music by Dane Luscombe. Out now, Simultaneous Times, Volume 1, Paperback Science Fiction Anthology, available at spacecowboybooks.com and lulu.com. Be sure to visit us at our our store, Joshua Tree, California, or at spacecowboybooks.com. And connect with us on Instagram or Twitter. We'd love to know what you think of the program.